Welcome to the Old Testament reading of Scripture. This week it's in Psalm 8. And this is the Psalm of David. And it's also to be accompanied by a string instrument. So really, it's not only a psalm, it's also a song. Hear God's word. O Lord, our Lord, the majesty of your name fills the earth. Your glory is higher than the heavens. You have taught children and nursing infants to give you praise. They silence your enemies who were seeking revenge. When I look at the night sky and see the work of your fingers, the moon, the stars, you have set them in place. What are mortals that they should think of us, mere humans, that you should care for us? For you made us only a little lower than God, and you crowned us with glory and honor. You put us in charge of everything you made, giving us authority over all things, the sheep and the cattle and the wild animals, the birds in the sky, the fish in the sea, and everything that swims in the ocean currents. O Lord, our Lord, the majesty of your name fills the earth. Wow, may God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of Psalm 8. You know, the psalmist, which was David, could not understand how the God who made the stars could have any interest in the mere human being. This healthy humility, the psalmist caught a glimpse of God's perspective. We were made just a little lower than the angels, and when we recognize that God bestows on us this kind of honor and glory, we begin to understand our value. The healthiest self-image is produced from merging our humility and our God-given honor. Oh, we dishonor God when we dishonor ourselves. We also dishonor God when we forget that our life and position came from Him. Have a wonderful, blessed day in Jesus' name.